Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Alexander, two bigger fuddy-duddies you'll not find.
Of course. Hey. Thank you.
Lou Manfredini and my wife, Brenda, who recently said they'll fire you if you tell that joke. And so we didn't. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. It's 1042 on WGN. Bob and Carol Stream sent us a joke. Thank you, Bobby. Pete and Barrington, thank you. Don and Crystal Lake, Ed and Lyle, who's a proud owner of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And we got a joke from Mugless John in Bristol, Illinois. He says, this is the home of the famous Bristol Tap Bristol Burger, not far from my old stomping grounds of Oswego and Yorkville. I used to live in Plano and worked in Sandwich. No, I lived in Sandwich and worked in Plano. And I would tell people I was from
Plano Sandwich.
Plano Sandwich. Why another town near that wasn't named Bologna? I don't know. Kenton Piatone sent us a joke. Mike Braden did. He's the vice president of board relations at Dairy Management, Inc. This was awkward, Dave. My mom put my dad's urn on the living mantle last night. It really caught everyone off guard, including my dad, who was sitting there watching Storage Wars. You think she was telling him something? My wife said, sometimes I can be an idiot, so I penciled in Thursday at 4:30. I just paid it backwards yesterday. I told the girl at the drive-up window that the car behind me is going to pay for my stuff. That's called paying it backwards. What always comes at the beginning of parades, Dave?
A police car?
The letter P. My neighbor and I became good friends, so we decided to share our water supply. We got along well. How did the pumpkins cross the road? With a crossing gourd. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noah.
Noah who?
Noah, good pumpkin pie recipe, Dave? Hey, Dave, what happens when potatoes drink too much? They get mashed. Hey, Dave, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Arthur.
Arthur who?
Arthur, any more cranberries? Hey, Dave, why shouldn't you invite a Tyrannosaurus Rex to Thanksgiving dinner?
Because they're dead?
No, Dave, because they've got those little arms and they won't be able to pass the Waldorf salad. Hey, Dave, why shouldn't you invite a Brontosaurus to Thanksgiving dinner?
Because they're dead?
No, Dave, because when you sit them at the kids' table, the seats collapse. Hey, Dave, why don't you invite a Stegosaurus to Thanksgiving dinner?
Do we really have to do this?
Stegosaurus wants to come to dinner, Dave. Why don't you invite him?
Because he can't fit through the door?
No, because they're dead, Dave. Come on. Boy, you think you'd learn, Dave, by now. Sometimes they're dead, and sometimes they're crushing the little fold-out chairs in the kids' room. What do you get when you cross a turkey with a banjo? What do you get when you cross a turkey with a banjo? You get a turkey that can pluck itself.